Princess Estelle Cultural Foundation has the pleasure of presenting the artist of 2022 at the Royal Djurgården in Stockholm, Jinka Shonibare, CBE, one of the world's most acclaimed and successful artists today. Through works in different media and materials, Shonibare uses citations of Western art history and literature to explore the validity of contemporary cultural and national identity within the context of globalization. Princess Estelle Cultural Foundation has the pleasure of presenting the artist of 2022 at the Royal Djurgården in Stockholm, Jinka Shonibare, CBE. CBE is a title that Shonibare added to his name 2 years ago when he was awarded the decoration of Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. This is just one of the many prestigious awards he has received over the years. He was shortlisted for the Turner Prize in 2004 and became a member of the Royal Academy in 2013, and is represented in several of the most important art collections around the globe. Shonibare has participated in the Venice Biennale, Documenta in Kassel, and in international exhibitions at leading museums worldwide. My name is Damis Rustam Bastas, and I would hereby like to present an interview with Jinka Shonibare, CBE, made in 2022, commenting on the new work, Wind Sculpture in Bronze, which is permanently installed at the Royal Djurgården.
My name is Jinka Shonibare. I'm an artist working in London. I was born in London, but I grew up in Nigeria. In my work, I explore my dual identity and also the fact that Nigeria was colonized by Britain. Many Nigerians have a very close relationship to British culture. When I started working and I went to art school in London, there were questions raised about my identity and my origins. And so most of what I explore in my work is really around those issues. When I started working at art school and I was making quite political work, I was making work about what was actually going on in Russia at the time. My art teacher said to me, well, you're from Africa. Why are you not making work that's specifically just about Africa? And I said, well, I see myself as an international person and I can make work about any region in the world. But then he said, but you are not making authentic African art. And that's when I said, well, what is authentic African art? So I started to explore this idea of authenticity and what does it actually mean? And so I started to look at the way that African culture has been represented. There are fabrics that many people from Africa wear. I started to find out about the fabrics, and the story of the fabrics is that the fabrics were inspired by Indonesian batik. Holland colonized Indonesia. So they decided to start making the industrially produced versions of those fabrics. Those fabrics were then sold back to West Africa. After the period of independence in Africa, many Africans then adopted those fabrics. But I find the story of the fabrics very interesting. Because the fabrics, you know, have this kind of complex identity. They are Indonesian-inspired fabrics produced by the Dutch and then sold in West Africa. And I see this as a metaphor for many contemporary identities. And many of us are inspired by other places and we have dual identities. So that's when I started to actually adopt those fabrics and to use those fabrics to represent contemporary culture generally and the global relationship between Africa and Europe. That's why you see many of those fabrics featured in my works. The sculpture I'm just about to place in your garden, it's a sculpture which looks like fabric. It's a bronze sculpture. The sculpture evolved out of a series of mine called wind sculptures. And the wind sculptures look like fabrics blowing in the wind. And when I started making this work, I made Nelson's ship in a bottle, but the first ship in the bottle I made was Vasa Ship in the Bottle, which is actually from here in Stockholm. And the sails on the ship actually inspired this series of wind sculptures, because I was thinking about travel and I was thinking about migration and the way that the wind of the sea carried people from one place to the other. And the wind sculptures create the illusion of fabric blowing in the wind. It's also a work about questioning what is sculpture, what can be sculpture. And it's also about the illusion of wind. So you make something which is actually, bronze is very heavy, but with this sculpture, I managed to create the illusion of lightness. It has the possibility for abstraction as well. The title Wind Sculpture really evolved out of me thinking about the illusion that the work creates. So the idea of movement, the idea of migration, and also the work was inspired by the sails on boats. And the first ship I did was Vasa Ship in a Bottle. Then I did Nelson's Ship in a Bottle in Trafalgar Square in London as well, on the fourth plinth, which is a very well-known public art space in London. So the wind sculpture, you know, the idea of wind refers to my own migration. It also refers to the illusion created by this shape. In a way, it's a sculpture that's actually trying to show wind, but then that is actually shown in the movement of the shapes in the fabric, you know. So that's really where the title came from. I very much like the idea that Joy Garden has been made accessible to the general public. They managed to end this hierarchy between the royalty and the people. So it's much more accessible for people. And so my sculpture really is for people to share and to be in a space where they are welcome. So, you know, I'm very happy about this.
The Princess Estelle Cultural Foundation was established in autumn 2019 on the initiative of the Crown Princess Victoria and the Prince Daniel. Its purpose is to promote cultural activities in Sweden. This is in line with a royal tradition in Sweden to support culture and the conviction that art and cultural activities are essential to an open and modern society. The Crown Prince's couple wish to highlight this and demonstrate their long-term commitment by establishing the foundation. The initial focus will be on developing a permanent sculpture park at Royal Djurgården, a project which is run together with the Royal Djurgården administration. With the sculpture project, the foundation wants to make contemporary art available to everyone. The foundation relies on private donations for its activities. The new piece, Wind Sculpture in Bronze by Jinka Shonibare, will be the third permanent work in Princess Estelle's sculpture park, together with Hoopla by Alice A. Cook and Life Rings by Elmgren and Dragset. You'll find more information at the website prex.se.